It's time for the Hour of Power, where numerous churches and ministries in Western Oklahoma come together to produce a program found on the internet at therockchristianmusic.com. If you have a specific prayer request or you would like to share about an answer to prayer in your life, text the word pray to 68683, then share your request. This is your connection to other Christ followers and prayer warriors. Welcome to the Hour of Power.
Tuned into the Hour of Power this morning. It is the most powerful hour of my day. I'm your hostess this morning, Monica Lovell. The beautiful Sue is over there running the iPad, and our guest this morning is Sister Mary Fullerton. How are you doing?
I'm just doing wonderful.
Amen. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send that to us three ways now. You can email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com, or you can still post it to our Facebook page, and we'll get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. Or you can text it to our new text line, 580-485-0837. And you don't have to do it during the program. You can always take the number down and text it anytime. You can text that number, your prayer request or praise reports, you can text it to 580-485-0837 anytime. If it's after the program today, we'll get it on paper and we'll pray for you the next day.
Yes.
So, with that being said, our sponsor for today is Prophetic Voice Ministries, located at 616 North Locust Avenue. And we do record in two parts, and we'll get it posted shortly after the program has ended. I think I covered it all. Mary, would you please pray to start us out this morning?
Okay. Father God, I just give you praise, Lord, for the privilege of being here, Lord, and sharing, Father, what you put on our hearts. Lord, I thank you, God, that you are always sufficient, Lord, for everything that comes our way. Father, you are the answer. And we just give you praise, Lord, for this day. This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. Father, because we have the victory, even when we are going through hard times, because when we have you, we have the victory living inside of us. And Lord, all we have to do is call on you, and you will be right there to help us through everything that we go through. And you will give us the wisdom that we need and the strength that we need. Lord, you are our source for everything we need. We can't do anything without you. And we give you praise and glory. Lord, we thank you that we are your children. It is a privilege to be your child, Lord. And we just give you praise, Lord, for the opportunity to serve you. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I like your title this morning, Joy.
Yes, we are talking about the fruit of the Spirit called joy. And anyway, we're going to start in a strange place to be talking about joy this morning. We're going to be coming first from the book of Revelation, the third chapter. And it first starts out by giving kind of a warning. I was in a service recently where the message was on making sure that we were really connected and that we were watchful about making sure that our relationship was where it needed to be. And so this scripture here in Revelation, the third chapter, I'm going to be reading various verses down through the 11th verse in Revelation 3. But this first one is Revelation 3:2, and it says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die." How many of you have just been kind of discouraged and to the point where you think, "I'm just going to give up. I'm just going to give up." We all get there at different times. We all get there, you know. And we sometimes just feel like, "I'm just going to throw in the towel. I can't get it right," you know. But this verse says, "Be watchful and strengthen those things that remain, that are ready to die." We can't afford to give up. We are too close to the finish line. We are too close to the time when Jesus is coming. And if we give up, we're going to lose everything.
Come on.
That's just what the devil wants us to do. He's there saying, "Yeah, give up, give up. You can't do it." But Jesus has provided the resources for us to be an overcomer in every situation. If we just call on Him, He'll be right there to help us, to strengthen us. He provides everything. He said, His word said, Jesus was slain before the foundation of the world. Think about it. Before God created the world, He had the plan to send Jesus to redeem us. He had already planned to give His Son to save us before He ever created the world, before He ever created man. Wow, you think about that. You think about that. The word says Jesus was slain from the foundation of the world. Woo! I mean, it's been God's plan all along. And He has the plan to keep us. He has the power to keep us. He's the only one that does. And we are His. And He plans to keep us. He sent Jesus, and Jesus overcame the world and the devil, and He rose from the dead, and He said, "If this same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead dwell in you, He shall quicken you. He shall quicken your mortal bodies. He shall quicken your natural man." Wow! He shall give us the power. And Jesus said, "I overcome, and because I'm an overcomer, you can overcome. Because I overcame, because you can stand on what I did. And you can walk in victory. It may not feel like you're walking in victory sometimes. But in the end, He's going to give us victory. He's going to give us victory. We have to just think about what He went through to give us that victory. And if he went through that so that we can have victory, we can accept what He did for us and stand on what He did and know that He's going to give us victory. And part of that victory is the joy of the Lord. And so anyway, so this verse says, "Be watchful and strengthen the things which remain that are ready to die." Don't give up. Don't throw in the towel. Don't let your spiritual man lose heart and faint. You know, keep in there. It wasn't easy for Jesus to go to the cross. I mean, He suffered more than we can ever suffer. And He said, if I suffer, you're going to suffer. And He pronounces a blessing on those that suffer with Him. He pronounces a blessing on those that suffer with Him. And He said, if they persecuted me, think about how they persecuted Him. If they persecuted me, they're going to persecute you. So it just goes along with the territory. When we belong to the Lord, we're going to go through tribulations. We're going to go through persecution. But count it all joy. Count it all joy. Because you got something that is worth it waiting on you on the other side. We don't just put our money in the bank down here. But when we bless the kingdom of God with our resources, when you obey God, when he puts it on your heart to give in the offering at church, and you sow that offering to be in his kingdom, you're investing money in the bank of heaven. And that bank gives better dividends than the banks here on earth. The banks here on earth, they can be broken into. Somebody can rob the bank here on earth and get all your money out. You know, they can do that. But it's in the bank of heaven where it's kept, where thief can't get through and steal it. You know, and it returns better dividends than any savings account here on earth. Wow. You're investing in eternity. Amen. And in souls when you sow into the kingdom of God. And God is not going to let that fall by the wayside. We don't give to get, but it's just a natural thing. God is a giving God. From the get-go, he gave. And he's still a giving God. And he's not planning to stop. And he says, there's a great reward laid up for the righteous. So don't give up today. Hang in there. Hang in there. Even if you have to be on your face day and night before God saying, Lord, I can't make it without you. I have to have your strength. Actually, God likes it when we totally lean on him, and we know that we can't make it without him, because he loves for his children to depend on him, and so he will be there for us. Anyway, verse 3 says, remember therefore how thou hast received. I like this little prayer that Monica prayed before we started the service, that people were not lost. They were just misplaced, mm-hmm. you know. And so this verse here reminds me of that, because it says, remember therefore how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast and repent. Come back to God. You know, if you feel like you failed in some area, just say, Lord, your word says that if I come to you and I ask, that your grace is always there, your blood is always there to wash those things away and make it seem like it never happened. Amen. You put our sins into the sea of forgetfulness. It's the devil that brings them back up. God don't do that. God don't do that. So anytime you're having trouble letting go of something, some failure that you think you failed God with, you just think, that's the devil talking to me. He don't want me to make it. He wants me to give up. And that ought to be enough to give you strength, because you're not going to give in to what the devil wants, you know. We have a choice of either agreeing with what God says and God wants to do in us, or going the other direction and not recognizing the voice of the enemy and going along with him. Sometimes he makes us think that it's our own thoughts, or he makes us think that that's the way everybody else thinks about us. Remember what the word says. The word says the devil's a liar. He can't tell the truth. The truth is not in him. And he only can speak a lie. And so when you have those kinds of thoughts, they're from Him. So just remember the source. The devil can't tell you anything good. And if you're full of depression and oppression and you think you're a loser, that's the enemy. That's the enemy, because God does not tell anybody that. He says, I'll give you the strength. You're a winner. I overcame. You can overcome if you look to me. I'll give you the strength to overcome. I'll cause things to work together for your good. God takes the hard things of life and He causes them to teach us, which works together for our good. And then He teaches us how to walk in victory through that thing. And when we get on the other side, we're stronger for it. And the next time something comes our way, we can stand a little bit stronger, you know, and a little bit longer. And He just teaches us and strengthens us. It's like when you grow up. When a baby first starts out, all they can do is roll over, maybe. And then they get to where they can sit up. And then all of a sudden, they're pulling up to the table. And then they're holding on to the table while they take a step. And then they're walking from one parent to the other. And those parents, come on, we'll get you. Oh, you fell down. Well, that's all right. Just get up and come on again. God is our best cheerleader. He's our Father God, and He's up there in heaven, and Jesus is up there in heaven, and the Holy Ghost is up there in heaven, and they're cheering us on. Mm-hmm. Well, they want us to make it. Yeah, I didn't intend to say all that, but man, you know, God is our best cheerleader today. Amen. And so He says, remember, therefore, how thou hast received and heard, and hold fast, and repent. If therefore thou shalt not watch, here's the warning. He said, this is just what the devil wants to see happen. If therefore thou shalt not watch, I will come on thee as a thief, and thou shalt not know what hour I will come upon thee. You won't recognize the season that you're living in. Listen, we're living in the last days. The last days of the last days. I mean, the coming of the Lord is so close at hand. Don't forget to watch and to look for Him. And say this prayer every day. Lord, I need a fresh covering of the blood on my life. Lord, if there's anything in me that is not pleasing to you, I ask you to remove it right now in the name of Jesus. Take it out of me, Lord, because I don't want anything to keep me from not being ready to go to heaven with you. I don't want anything to slip in there and steal my final reward. I don't want that. I want to please you. I want to have the blood applied over every part of my life. I need you, Lord. I can't do nothing without you. That's what the word says. Without me, you can do nothing. He said, you know, I can't walk without you holding my hand. There's a song that says, I can't even walk without you holding my hand. And I say, Lord, I don't want to go anywhere unless you go with me. You know, I don't want to do anything unless you give me the strength to do it. And I give all the glory to you. Yeah, because all the glory, He does it all for us people. He gives us the strength. He gives us the encouragement. How many times have you been going through somebody and you, something, and you said, Lord, just let somebody pray for me. And about that time, somebody calls on the phone, says, how you doing? Mm-hmm. Well, I'm not doing so good right now. And so the word of encouragement is so important today. If we do anything at all, that is as much ministry as anything is. Everybody can give a word of encouragement. Everybody can say a prayer for somebody, and it picks that other person up. And we all need each other. We need each other so much. So we don't need to be walking around in strife and in jealousy and in pride. There is room for all of us. We are all human, and we all make mistakes, and we all have our faults, and we have our times of discouragements. But we can strengthen each other, and we can forgive each other because Jesus forgave. And if he can forgive us, we can forgive each other, and we can walk in love. And that's what he prayed for us. When before he left, he said, Lord, let us love, let my children love one another, and let us love, let them love you, and let them love me. Because, Lord, I want to take them to heaven to live with me. And I want you, I'm not praying for the world, Lord. I'm praying for my body. I'm praying for my church. Cause them to stand, Lord. Let them have that love in their hearts toward one another. You know? He prayed for us. He prayed for us. The Son of God prayed for us. And the Bible says he's sitting at the right hand of the Father making intercession for us right now. Just think of that. That's why I said he's the biggest cheerleader we got. And so keep your eyes and your focus on him and watch and hold fast. Hold fast to him.
If I can, I want to read this. Okay. Revelations 3:3 in the footnote.
Okay.
Down here. It says, it is important to grow in our knowledge of the Lord.
Uh-huh.
To deepen our understanding through careful study. But no matter how much we learn, we must never abandon the basic truths.
That's right.
No new truths from God will ever contradict those biblical teachings.
That's right.
The church was also told to wake up.
That's right.
Their wealth and comfort had lulled them to sleep.
Uh-huh.
Their self-satisfaction caused them to die spiritually. Not only had they wandered from the apostles' teaching, but they were no longer growing in faith or evangelism. Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. They lacked compassionate service to others and had no unity or love. Are you watchful and alert?
Uh-huh.
If God has given you a place of responsibility to teach, lead, or serve, use that position to encourage those around you to be spiritually awake and morally prepared.
Yes. You know, and on that, I would say, I ask the Lord every day, Lord, you know, ministry is not just somebody standing in a pulpit preaching a sermon.
Come on.
Ministry is serving one another. Going out of your way sometimes to help somebody. Like I have an elderly friend and she doesn't drive anymore. And she needs somebody to take her places sometimes. That is a service, and it is a joy to go take her to run errands or to run errands for her or to go pick up somebody for church. You know, just those little things that we don't even think about. That is serving out of love and compassion, and that's serving the Lord. If you go to Walmart, I mean, one day I was sitting there and I was kind of discouraged And I said, Lord, it just seems like I'm sitting here and I'm just twiddling my thumbs and I'm not doing anything. Lord, give me something to do. I said, Lord, do you want me to do? And I named a certain thing like I used to do. And he said, no. He said, what I want you to do is go out to Walmart and just start giving words of encouragement to people. Whoever I, you know, and so I wasn't really used. I'd kind of got out of the habit of that. And the first time I went out there, I trembled and shook. And I rode around in Walmart for 2 hours trying to get up the boldness to go up to a complete stranger and tell them God loves you. You know, and that's all I said the first time I went. As I went up to one or two people and I said, God loves you. God just wanted me to give you this message today. God loves you. I know I'm a stranger and you don't know me and I don't know you. But I just want to tell you that. You know, and the more I did that, the more God gave me different things to say. And the more I shared with more people. And I asked him to give me boldness, and he has. But if I had never stepped out the first time and just said that one little thing, you have to work with God. You have to take the first step, and even if you tremble and shake, you need to do that because God grows us. You know, in doing those things. And now, you know, I need to do that even more now, you know. And sometimes I go out there and I don't buy a thing. I just wander in the store and look up people. And so, and most of them receive it. Most of them want it. You know, I've only had about two people that told me they didn't want it. You know, I said, can I give you a word of encouragement today? No. And one guy, I said, you mean you don't want peace? Because that's what the Lord had told me to tell. I will keep him in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. I said, could you use some peace today? And they didn't know what to say. And I said, God says, I will keep you in perfect peace, whose mind is stayed on me. They didn't say a word back. But they didn't know what to say, see? Because I bet they thought I was going to give them a long sermon, you know, or whatever. But who can turn down peace in the world we live in today?
Come on. Amen.
You know? Wow. And so God knows who to send you to and how to get the message across. He just needs a vessel that he can flow through. And you leave out of there saying, Lord, I got more out of this than they did. You know, because I obeyed what the Lord wanted me to do. And there comes such a blessing with obedience.
Amen. Yeah. You know, whenever I first started coming here to the program, to The Rock, to Hour of Power, I was terrified. I mean, I've never done anything like this. You know, I grew up in church, but I walked away.
Yeah.
I got hurt.
Yeah.
I got my feelings. I got out in the ocean of emotions.
Uh-huh.
And I got angry. I got hurt. And I just turned away.
Yeah.
But God, so sweetly, welcomed me back.
Yeah.
And when I started coming here, I was terrified. And the Lord said to me, take that step out of fear.
Yeah.
And it will be your first step into faith.
Yes.
Even if you're afraid.
Yeah.
Even if you're trembling.
Yes.
Take the step. He is taking that step with you.
Yes.
So even though you're scared, you know.
Yeah.
Take the step. Because it is
It is so worth it, y'all.
Yeah.
I cannot tell you how blessed, what a blessing it has been to be able to sit at this table Monday through Friday. And Miss Neva Pyatt, God bless that woman. God bless her for allowing me to sit here and learn and get back into a right relationship with the Lord.
Yeah.
As terrifying as it was in the beginning, how terrifying it was in the beginning.
Yeah.
My heart is just mush for the Lord. My heart is melted. I used to be a fighter.
Yeah.
I mean, literally.
Mm-hmm.
Literally.
Yeah.
You know, I went through special training for that.
Mm-hmm.
And when you come into Christ, when you invite Christ to move in you, to reside in your heart, and you open every door in your heart.
Yeah.
And you allow him to walk through your heart as if it's the garden.
Uh-huh.
He will bring such peace and joy and love. And when the enemy tries to come at me and remind me of my past,
mm-hmm,
and tell me how worthless I am,
mm-hmm,
how nobody wants to hear what I have to say, nobody wants to see your face, nobody cares,
mm-hmm,
that's my motive. Because when the enemy tells us that, y'all, he is telling us that out of his fear. And he's trying to put his fear, because he knows his days are numbered. He knows. He knows his day is coming.
And actually, he's scared of you, because mm-hmm, he knows what you're going to do, because you're a child of God.
So when he tries to talk you out of it, let that be your motive to press in.
Mm-hmm.
And move forward, advance, double time.
Yeah. Somebody once said that there are 365 days in a year, and there's that many scriptures in the Bible where it talks about fear not. One for every day of the year. That's what I heard once in a sermon, that there's 365 references to fear not in the Word of God. Amen. One for every day of the year. He says, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Sometimes we feel like we're all alone, but he's right there. He's right there.
It's a trick.
And he knows just exactly what you're going through. And because he walked to that, the Bible says he was tempted in all points like we are. When he was here on earth. And he knows what it is to go through that. And so he's there to strengthen you and help you through it. You know, and so he will see you through. He'll be your peace. He'll be your comfort. And he'll help you even though you start out in fear. He'll take you to the place where it becomes a joy, like we're talking about.
Amen. So, and there's no joy like the joy from Jesus.
Yes.
Is now a good time to take some prayer requests, Miss Mary?
Yeah, it is.